Please don't pee on my new loafers. I have to wear them in the hospital another week. This week, who's feeding Dr. Madden?
How to handle conflicts in the workplace, the Pine Valley way.
Josh Madden figures out that it's better to be pissed off than to be pissed on.
And Encyclopedia Aiden takes on a new case, and this one's hairier than ever.
Well, you're listening to the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending June 23rd, 2006. My name is Taylor Crawford.
And I'm Ashley Mendoza.
And we have a lot to talk about this week.
A lot, especially since we missed Taylor's input last week.
It's great to be back on the show. I missed everybody. But Florida was nice, too, so I can't complain.
That is nice. Yeah. How was your stepfather?
He's doing better. He's doing a lot better. He tried to... I know he listens to... I know Floyd listens to this, but...
Hi, Uncle Floyd.
Hi, Floyd. Hope you're feeling better. But it's just an example of the state of health care. Don't take your health care into your own hands, okay? Even if you don't have much money, there's places you can go, and it's inexpensive. Get a professional help.
But what do you mean? Like, I don't understand.
Just don't try to take care of certain things yourself that should be done by a doctor. That's all I want to say about it.
All right. You know Taylor. He's a private person. Very private person.
So Dr. Madden is still in a box under a park bench in Pine Valley. What is that? The park? Pine Valley
it
Park?
It is Pine Valley Park,
I believe.
It's
a small park.
It is a little park.
I think we saw everybody in the park this week.
Everybody has been in the park. Mm-hmm. Everybody has sat on that bench.
Yeah, there's some frisbee throwing. There's some basketball. A lot of shirtless youths.
I like that. That's my favorite part of the Pine Valley Park.
It seems like Thursday, everybody was not wearing a shirt for a period of time.
Thursday was like tops off Thursday or something like that.
It was like shirt and shoes optional, maybe.
It was nice. But listen, I think that the interesting thing about that is that I think this week we got even more suspects in as far as who could be holding Dr. Madden captive.
Yeah, it's a typical literary device to give everybody a motive and to give everybody an opportunity. So it keeps everybody guessing. It's like a game of Clue a little bit. You gotta give everybody a reason to want to kill him and the opportunity to do it too, you know?
Except this time we know what the tool is. It's an underground tomb.
Yeah, it's an underground tomb.
It's not a lead pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a saw.
And I'm not sure. I forgot what day of the week it was this week, but I think in one frame I saw that Dr. Madden has a tiny little vending machine in there that has power bars and bottled water, I think.
Do you think that's how he's doing it? Because I saw those protein bars by him.
And he's got rolls of chains, and he's got that little Christmas light bulb.
I wonder if the change has to be as little as the vending machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's shrunken change. That's because when you go to Pine Valley, you got to go to a Cambiar. You got to go to one of those money exchange. And get all your money changed to Pine Valley currency.
I thought it was really neat that he also has a sound system in there. Like, you heard Reveille playing.
You know, Japanese businessmen pay good money to sleep in something as spacious as that.
You got a point there. That is true. I was saying that last week, that it's very nice accommodations. But the one freaky thing we heard was, like, Josh's voice when he was, like, 6 years old or something. We heard it, like, talking, and then he started crying. Dr. Mattis started crying.
I have to say, I am really enjoying this turn of the screw kind of thing with Dr. Madden. He's not getting crazy enough yet, though.
No, that's
and I certain if ABC, if you are listening to this podcast, as if you have your finger on the pulse of the country, you are at this point. I want to see him succumb deeper and deeper into Crazyville.
I can't wait because at the end of this week's show, it was raining and the water was coming through and he was starting to show glimpses of that.
I know. He's so scared because it's like he's at camp and he pushed the top of the tent with his finger and rain's coming down on him and he thinks he's going to drown.
Well, there's also electricity in there. I mean, there's a light bulb and a recording device in there, so...
Yeah, that Christmas light. He's going to...
Taylor, I don't
careful.
I agree, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's very funny myself. I'm very perplexed about what could happen next, you know, because I don't think he's going to give up the secret of Kate.
Oh, I think eventually.
You think so?
I bet he does eventually.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, you know what, though? This week, it was interesting to see Jeff, Martin, and Jack not get along.
Oh, yeah.
They were fighting over Josh, and they were fighting over everything.
Yeah, I'm tired of Jack, actually.
Why are you tired of Jack
Taylor? I'm just tired of him.
Are you jealous because you love Miss Erica Kane so much?
I do love Erica Kane. I can't say that Jackson, I think he doesn't behave rationally. You know, nobody behaves rationally on the show. It's just he's such a, they dress him so funky. Like, I don't know, like it's what a dad thinks is cool when he's 55 or something like that.
I have to agree with you there.
I don't know. It's like, I'm going to put on my medallion and my turtleneck and wear a blazer over it. I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. When he and Jeff Martin are in the same room together, you have to put on sunglasses because their spray-on tans are gleaming.
Yeah, their spray-on tans. It's summertime and the spray-on tans come out in Pine Valley.
I think so.
I think Madden even had a tan down.
No, I noticed the glow.
Yeah, he was glowing a little, and maybe that's in that little vending machine he's got in that box, too.
Maybe so.
You think about the logistics of that. How are you going to... Because somebody dug him up and then put stuff while he's asleep. He doesn't wake up.
Well, listen, they alluded to Jamie. Jamie had a little moment where he said, you know, I was busy this morning digging a ditch or something like that.
He said he had salt on his lips and he had some, yeah. But, yeah, it's an example of everybody having having a motive. Like, and they gave him one. Haven't had a motive. And Tad had one, too, right? And
yep.
Zach.
He looked over to that breathing
pool. Zachy Walnuts.
That was awesome when Tad called him Zachy Walnuts. I love that.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, anyway, so we'll see what happens with Jeff. And mm-hmm. I mean, the whole saga is like, do we tell Josh? Josh is getting into more trouble. He's misbehaving. Do we tell him? Do we not? I mean, the whole thing is just really getting out of control.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, licking somebody's ear when they're asleep.
That was weird.
That's kind of crazy.
Weird. I mean, talking about the workplace and talking about how to handle conflicts in the workplace.
Oh, yeah. It's,
we are seeing a lot of Julia, Jamie, and Josh conflicts.
Yeah, there are things you couldn't... I could not... And I've tried. I have tried to have sex in a shower at my place of employment. And they frown upon that. In fact, it's hard to put... Because you could put a chair in front of the door. And you might have agreements with other employees. Don't come in if there's a hanky on the knob. That kind of thing. But they're just leaving a trail of clothing and panties and stuff into what was the biggest shower I've ever seen.
It was a very big work shower. But
that was like one of those wheel-in showers, you know.
Taylor, you and your friend would need a very, very big shower. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real funny, okay? Can we get back to the show, please?
I'm sorry. I love to tease Taylor about his friends, you know what I'm saying? What, Taylor?
Go ahead.
All right, look.
It's your show. I'm just here for color commentary.
No, it is not true. It is our show, okay? I don't want to have to break up with you over the air, all right? Because you are my friend. You are my longtime friend. I care very much about you. And I do really enjoy the Jamie and Julia scenes. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
She is looking so beautiful.
Uh-huh. And she's got that uniform that it's like... No hospital I've ever been to could you wear that uniform.
I know. I mean, the more she gets involved with Jamie, the smaller her shirts get. Like, well, she's wearing, got, like, belly shirts at the hospital.
Uh-huh, belly shirts, and, it really brings out her tiny little hands.
Them little tiny hands. I don't know what it is about them little hands, but when she was rubbing Jamie's back, his gargantuan, gleaming, brown, glistening, muscly, beautiful back... It was like, they were like little stumps.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, which brings us to the other workplace, which is Fusion, which Babe apparently had a big marketing presentation disappeared off the server. And it's like, that girl, a marketing presentation? I'm sorry, but she is carny trash from, what, Bakersfield, California?
Listen,
where's
okay,
she from?
Okay, she is carny trash, but listen, no, not Bakersfield. She's down from, like, South or something.
No, San Diego. Like, he dragged her from San Diego.
Yeah, but she was there when he got there.
Whatever. She is carny trash. She has no education. Where's she going to learn how to do a PowerPoint presentation?
Look, Babe has proved nothing if not that she's resourceful.
I believe it, but did I blink?
Look, she is the richest woman in Pine Valley right now.
I'm
sorry. She is married to a gazillionaire.
Okay.
She is running an entire company.
Yeah, but did she go to DeVry when I wasn't looking and get a degree in something? Because I didn't see it, okay?
And she went to the School of Hard Knocks. You know what I'm saying?
They don't teach you PowerPoint there. Okay? They don't teach you that stuff. They don't teach you how to do a marketing plan for a cosmetics company.
All right, fine. I'm just saying that I think that if anybody has the smarts and the ability, it is Babe Carrie Chandler.
All right? So, yeah, so all the ladies of Fusion.
And listen, you want to talk about PowerPoint, right? You talk about Simone. You talk about Kenzel. Like, where are they learning their skills? You know
I don't
saying?
Know. They're rich girls who don't have to work for a living. I don't know. But, you know, Babe, School of Hard Knocks and everything, which I can appreciate, but I don't see where she learned how to do any of that stuff.
Well, regardless, she had a very nice presentation, apparently. We will never know.
We will never know the quality of the presentation.
That is the sadness of this particular discussion. We will never be rewarded with the
ABC executives, if you are listening, we would love to see Babe's PowerPoint presentation and marketing plan. We would love to see that.
That's right, because I have a feeling that it was wonderful. Even though Taylor doesn't believe it, I do.
Anyway, tense standoff in Fusion.
Yes, almost as tense as a standoff in my living room.
Turns out there's some proxy votes that Kendall gets. And, you know, Kendall had some points because Babe really...
She wants to open a bar? Confusion?
I think it's within her rights.
You talk about Carney. You talk about trailer trash. Confusion?
Whatever. All those girls think they're on Sex and the City anyway. They don't really work or nothing.
Listen, but they look so amazing. Like, that's
they
Simone
do. Oh, it's good to see Simone
so
back.
Beautiful. I love Simone. She is back.
I love Simone, too. I agree. I think she's fantastic.
He does. He
and
was
I miss
telling
it.
Me.
And there's so much sass in that room.
So much sass.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's interesting? Gucci...
A sass overload.
Shut. My dog Gucci keeps barking. Shut up. What, Taylor?
Gooch, give Gooch another greenie because the breath is bad.
Oh, that is so mean. That is my dog. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what were we talking about? Oh, the problem at Fusion? Oh, it is terrible. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, and then Babe runs up to the roof and she bumps into Josh, who came up to the roof for some reason.
Because he was let go from his job.
Yeah, he's got two...
Because of JR peeing on him.
Yeah, because JR... Well, that's what you get, you know? It's you know... And we all saw it coming, and thank you, ABC executives,
so
for that
happy.
Moment.
Yeah. The writers of All My Children, you are brilliant. I was so happy to see
really
JR
that.
Pee on Josh.
Yeah, it was... Bro, what'd he say? Surf's up? Something?
Yeah, something like that. I feel a stream or something like that. It was awesome.
That made me laugh. And so, of course, Josh runs away after he's suspended to the only place he can find solace. Up on the roof.
Up on the... I don't know that song.
Yeah, it's an old Motown song.
Oh.
But
I
he
wish you would have sang that today for our theme tune.
I don't know the tune as well as I think I did. He runs into Babe up on the roof there. And
yeah, but you know what's going to happen. Nothing is going to happen because JR is just going to be
I didn't ring true when she put her head on his shoulder because she hated him.
She hates him. All of a sudden, she loves him because he says he's going to help find Baby Kate. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. And so it seemed forced that then, of course, JR sees it and... Hey, you know, it's there. Everybody all hates each other.
But you know,
anyway.
Kendall, Taylor and I had a very interesting discussion before we, you know, before we started our podcast today, because we do a lot of preparation for the show. You don't even know. But we talked about the fact that, you know, Kendall has a point. You know, Kendall is very justified in terms of how she feels about Babe, you know? But what is crazy now, and something that Zach brought, actually something that Ryan brought up, is that it is possible. It is very possible that little baby Spike, that little raisin baby who is now like 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm, that's growing out of control.
He must have like a gland problem.
Thyroid problem.
Yeah, seriously, like Floyd.
That's right. Don't try to take care of it yourself,
that's
Spike.
True. It's true. It gets messy, very messy, as Taylor discovered. But it's true. He's very big now. But Ryan thinks it's possible that Dr. Madden could have inseminated Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And that is possible.
And yeah, I think it makes a more interesting story. You know, do the most interesting choice. Of course, Madden's the father. That's what I think happened.
I think so too.
Speaking of
disgusting things, disgusting people.
Mm-hmm. Pedophile came to Pine Valley.
Pedophile came back to Pine Valley.
You all remember the Manscaped pedophile who tried to have his way with Special Lily in the big New York City? He for some reason. Looking for his wife.
Annie.
Miss Annie. And they're building up
they're
Annie.
They're building up Annie. Something like
that. I'm afraid when we finally see Annie, she's going to be an orphan wearing a red dress with red hair and saying, tomorrow, that's not that funny,
it's
I guess.
It's not that funny. But I have to tell you, viewers, I did a little research because, you know, that we do a lot of preparation for the show, like I said before.
Computers
and stuff. And I looked up, and the new Annie is going to be played by a newcomer named Melissa Claire Egan. So we are very, very excited to see what she has to do on the show. She is mentioned as a possible love interest for Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little dubious because I really want to see, ultimately, in my dream of dreams, I want to see Ryan with Kendall.
No, not me. I mean...
Really?
I mean, what? They're going to fix that? Ryan's so in love with Kendall now that he's going to be in love with Annie next week. He was in love with Greenlee just a year ago. So
that is true.
Come on.
You have a point.
He's, how do you say it? Fickle?
That is a good word for it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he has his baby now, and now he's going to be living across the street from Kendall. I think that a lot of possibilities could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about this Annie person. I don't know her yet, so we will see. The jury is still out. But we do know that Pedo Phil is named Terrence. And
McDermott? Terrence? Is McDermott the last name?
I don't even know because...
But he's looking for Annie. And
yeah,
he,
I think
he
you're
said
right. It is McDermott.
He had an affair, right. And she ran away.
With her kid and him.
And of course, all the women take... it's probably his fault. You know, all the women take that side. So.
Yeah, it just is crazy.
Anyway, he snuck up and saw Special Lily and...
That's right. That Special Lily's feeling awesome. Yeah. What do we call him now that he's no longer Special Johnny?
I'm going to call him Johnny for Algernon or something. I don't know. I don't know what you call him.
I don't know what you are talking about, Taylor. Algernon,
it's
Johnny.
A book about a guy who's simple and then he gets an operation and becomes a genius.
Oh.
It was made into a movie called Charlie with Cliff Robertson in the 70s.
Taylor, how do you know all these obscure things?
Netflix, baby, Netflix.
You have a big vocabulary. You have a big knowledge of books and stuff. I mean,
well,
it's like, what do you do with your
I get Reader's Digest, and I do Enrich Your Word Power every month without fail. And I have a Netflix account, so that's how I do it.
I gotta start doing the crosswords or something.
You gotta educate yourself. You can't keep floating on that Queen's College diploma.
Talking about School of Hard Knocks, I got that street out there as my education, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get me started about my neighborhood, all right? Listen, on that note, we gotta get going, all right? This show is going long today. I don't know what happened.
But it was a pleasure to be back here. Thank you very much.
It was very good to be back.
And if you have comments or concerns, you can always write us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com.
And you should probably use simple words for me, according to Taylor.
Or visit the website at www.pinevalleypodcast.com.
Write
Thank
us.
You so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.